1017 The Beach.
What's up? It's Justin here with Robin Adele Anderson. She's hanging out. She's part of Postmodern Jukebox, one of the original singers from Postmodern Jukebox when it first started. They'll be at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center this coming Sunday night, 8 o'clock show. You can get more details and buy tickets at whbpac.org. Robin, I'm going to nerd out on you for a little bit, if you allow me. I'm going to be a little nerdy. I went to a music school, and I'm friends with I'm friends with a lot of music nerds and people that play multiple instruments. And to us in the nerd community, the music nerd community, you guys are living the dream. Everything that we wish we could make popular in the music world, and you're doing it. You're like viral sensations. You're going on tours. To the uninitiated, the people who are not music nerds, how would you describe Postmodern Jukebox?
So basically what we do is we take, popular songs that everybody knows, either, something that's on the top 40 right now or something that was on the top 40 back in like the 80s or the 90s. And we'll kind of put it back in time, as, Scott likes to say. We'll cover the song and rearrange it to make it sound like it was performed in the 1920s or the 1940s. Which is really cool because, people, they hear the music and they're like, I know this song. And they, it takes them a second because they recognize the lyrics and the melody. And, we're just making tiny little changes to, change the style of it. And then they realize, oh, it's like their favorite Britney Spears song. So it's like a fun little trick that we like to play on people.
It is so cool. And it's really cool to see how much has caught on. When did you first become a part of Postmodern Jukebox? Take us literally back in time to when it first kind of started.
Yeah. So, I happen to be, really lucky. I happened to start singing with Postmodern Jukebox right when it first took off. So I kind of got to see the whole, journey really. It was back in 2013, I think, is when the first video went viral and I just happened to be singing in that one.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it was Macklemore's Thrift Shop because it was, really popular at the time, top 10 Billboard charts. So like everybody knew it, everybody liked it. It was kind of like a fun, silly song. And, we just, did a cover of it in Scott Bradley's living room with a few of his friends, like really simple, set up with just one camera, nothing fancy, kind of like a live one take recording. And we just put it up on YouTube, just, not really thinking anything of it. Scott had his own like fan base that, watched his solo piano covers. And, but this was kind of, the first time they'd seen this exact kind of like format with like a singer and like, and people just went crazy for it. It just literally went viral overnight. And we kind of realized like, oh, like we found like this like special formula. And so we just kind of kept making more videos, taking songs and covering them in all different genres. We did like bluegrass and like swing and doo-wop, and we kind of realized there was this untapped, market of like people, like jazz nerds and non-jazz nerds.
Yes.
People that, appreciated it, or they just enjoyed, they were already fans of like pop music and just liked the spin we were putting on it. And it just literally took off. And so, it was all news to me. I had never really sang before or done anything, like that. Singing and put for a video on the internet was a crazy concept, but then we just kind of kept doing it, and then we started touring the world, and now here we are.
That is
performing in the West Hampton.
Yeah, performing on Sunday night at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center. To me, like, Postmodern Jukebox is interesting on like multiple tiers. It's interesting, like, if you're like a music nerd, it's interesting on like, if you know like the nuts and bolts of music, you can be like, you can kind of nerd out over like how you guys make the arrangements and things like that. And then on like a completely other level, you can really be drawn to the style of the YouTube videos, how you guys like dress yourselves in whatever era you're going to. How do you guys find all the clothes and all the things like that to do all these videos?
Oh man. Well, I know that, the way that they film the videos now, they definitely upped their production game. It's funny. They still make videos in Scott's house, but he just lives in a much bigger, much nicer house. But over years, we've been kind of investing in, building it up and, getting more elaborate with the sets and the costumes and everything. So they now have like an official like set budget, you know, to create these different backdrops. And honestly, just Scott's house is like beautiful, so they don't need to do much to it. But all the, you know, singers, for example, we, you know, this is kind of our specialty is, you know, that's part of our brand is this kind of like old school vintage image. So a lot of us already have like, you know, these like, you know, gowns or dresses from all different eras. And, you know, obviously the more you do it, the more you just kind of collect this, you know, extravagant wardrobe that goes through the decades. But yeah, you know, that's definitely part of it. Not only do we want this like retro sound, we want the aesthetic, you know, the hair, the costumes, everything. And that's, you know, we tell people that come to the show, like, we want you to dress up, like come wearing a flapper gown or a feather boa or a top hat, you know, whatever you want, or your pajamas.
Totally casual. Come as you are.
Exactly.
If you're from the 1920s, come as you're from the 1920s. If you're coming in your pajamas, yeah, come as that. So
exactly, yeah.
You guys, what is the Postmodern Jukebox experience live like it would be at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center?
So it's definitely, it's pretty much, it's like the videos because what you hear in the videos is a live performance. So you're already kind of getting a taste of, you know, what we sound like live because, you know, we don't use auto-tune or any crazy production or editing or anything like that. So, you know, going in, you know that you're going to, you know, see like real talented musicians with no fancy smoke or mirrors. And we also try to make it like an interactive experience. You know, we try to engage the audience and get them to, you know, sing along or get up and dance. And, you know, it's always it's a collective of, you know, different musicians. So, you know, this cast that is performing this weekend, you know, is probably like, is the first time this exact configuration of people will have all, you know, be together or, wow, you know, singing together. You know, it's always constantly rotating. And of course, a lot of us, you know, we've worked together, we know each other, but you know, to have this exact, you know, people, it's always like the first time. There's always usually, I think there's four singers this weekend, four or five, I can't remember. So you're getting to hear, you know, different styles of singing, different voices. And we also have a tap dancer, which brings a nice, you know, visual element to the show. And it's just like a fun party. Like we're having a good time and people can see that. And then they're having a good time. And it's just kind of, you know, it's a very interactive, reciprocal environment.
That's so awesome. And you get to like almost do the weird experiment in your head. Like, what would an Ariana Grande song sound like in 1933? You guys have answered that question. That's super
exactly,
cool.
Yeah.
And it's more like, if I'm getting this right, to me, it's more than just like a band, a couple of people together. It's almost like a movement because you guys move different people in and out and get different styles. It's almost like shape-shifting. You have to experience a live show and see all the videos. You never know what will happen next.
Exactly, yeah. A lot of times, like, I mean, for the longest time, we've never really announced who will be at what show, so it's always kind of been a surprise. You know, lately, we've been announcing that a little more, so people, you know, have... You know, they know what to expect a little more. But, you know, either way, you know, people never know what songs we're going to do because, you know, we'll sing songs that other people did in the video, but, you know, someone else will sing it at the live shows. So it's still a surprise in that way. And it's always an amazing show, no matter who's on it.
That is so awesome. Robin from Postmodern Jukebox, they will be performing this Sunday night at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center. 8 o'clock, get your tickets at whbpac.org. Thanks for hanging out with me, Robin, and have a great show this coming Sunday night.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
I'm going to try to get everyone on board the Postmodern Jukebox train.